Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes.
Meta launched Muse Image, its new image generation model, and it's available starting today in the Meta AI app, Instagram Stories in the US, and WhatsApp in some countries. What makes it different is that it works like an agent. It can search the web to ground images in real facts, write and execute code to get precise details right, and refine its own generations when something's off.
The model also integrates with Meta's Muse Spark for joint planning, and every image gets an invisible watermark called Content Seal, so people can verify it came from Meta AI. On the Arena benchmark, Muse Image ranks number 2 for text-to-image and editing tasks. Meta also previewed Muse Video, which ranks 3rd for text-to-video, and is coming soon to creators and Meta AI.
$500 million. That's the annual revenue threshold Illinois set this week for which AI models face new transparency and safety reporting requirements. It's a concrete line that determines who gets regulated.
Google has patched a vulnerability in its enterprise AI chatbot service, likely affecting Gemini for Workspace or Vertex AI agents. Axios reported the issue, which was identified by security firm Varonis, though specific details about the flaw's severity weren't disclosed. The patch is live, so teams using Google's AI agents should check for updates.
Next, a team released an open-source tool called Agent OP4 to test AI agents for security weaknesses. They built it because existing tools didn't cover the full attack surface of a modern agent. The tool runs multi-turn adversarial conversations, generating attacks for specific vulnerabilities like prompt injection and tool misuse from the OWSP LLM Top 10 list. It uses an LLM as a judge to score responses and integrates with observability platforms like Langfuse so you can see the agent's internal reasoning, not just the final answer.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed an AI regulation bill on Monday. The law, modeled on California and New York bills from late 2025, requires developers of large AI models to publish frameworks for assessing catastrophic risks, defined as incidents that could cause death or serious injury to more than 50 people. Developers must report harmful incidents within 72 hours, or 24 hours if there's imminent risk. Lawmakers estimate that Illinois, California, and New York together represent about 40% of the U.S. AI market, effectively creating a de facto national standard.
An analysis in InfoWorld argues that platforms like Salesforce and Microsoft are now competing to build governed data layers underneath their AI systems. The reasoning is straightforward. An agent's value depends more on the quality and governance of the data it can access than on the model itself. Salesforce completed its acquisition of Informatica last year, partly to strengthen that data governance layer. The piece cites concrete examples. Yum! Brands had to consolidate location data for its 63,000 restaurants before deploying agents, and TELUS uses a unified customer view to improve marketing performance.
Finally, Bloomberg reports that Microsoft has begun replacing OpenAI and Anthropic models with its own MAI models in some applications, like Excel and Outlook. Sources say the move is aimed at reducing AI costs, marking an initial step in bringing more AI inference in-house.
One thing to try is exploring a community experiment with Anthropic's new Jacobian Lens research. After the paper dropped, a developer adapted the concept to run on open-source local models. The idea is to visualize how different prompts, emotional ones, provocative ones, deletion threats, activate different regions inside a model's internal space.
The experiment, shared on GitHub, even explored using those internal signals to route queries between models based on their likelihood to hallucinate. It's a hands-on way to build intuition for how models actually work under the hood, beyond just prompt and response.
That's Compact Conversations for Wednesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting!